USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee is beginning their first public hearings against President Trump in the impeachment probe. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jim Jordan questioning acting ambassador to Ukraine, Bill Taylor.
Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The President, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Lindsey's call?
I did not.
You never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the President?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about as far as I know.
During a press conference with the president of Turkey, President Trump says he has not watched 1 minute of the first public impeachment hearings.
I haven't watched for 1 minute because I've been with the president, which is much more important as far as I'm concerned. This is a sham and shouldn't be allowed.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up 92 points. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A not-so-magical opening for something new from Disney. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Most Disney launches do feature fanfare and fireworks, but the highly anticipated ad-free streaming service from Disney, Disney Plus, arrived on Tuesday, and as it rolled out, many users were unable to access it. The technical glitches preventing some from logging in and creating difficulties for others who were able to do that, but then when they went to watch movies and shows, they couldn't do so. It was a result of a problem that apparently stemmed, at least in part, from computer servers operated by another company. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google is preparing to move into the consumer banking business. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the search giant will offer checking accounts next year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump says he's too busy working to watch the impeachment inquiry taking place on Capitol Hill.
I'm too busy to watch it. It's a witch hunt. It's a hoax. I'm too busy to watch it. So I'm sure I'll get a report. There's nothing. I have not been briefed. No. There's nothing there. I see they're using lawyers that are television lawyers. They took some guys off television, you know. I'm not surprised to see it because Schiff can't do his own questions.
President Trump is meeting at the White House with Turkey's president. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is officially putting her name on the ballot at the first primary in New Hampshire. Speaking with reporters, a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate says this election should be about building grassroots movements.
We really shouldn't have elections that are about billionaires calling all the shots, whether they're reaching in their pockets to fund their own elections, or whether they're counting on getting other people to run.
Just under 70% of Americans are facing freezing temperatures due to the Arctic air mass blanketing the eastern half of the country. Brutally cold temperatures are stretching from the Canadian border south to Texas and making life miserable for more than 200 million people. The freeze is moving east today, already sending temperatures diving from New England to Florida. Forecasters say today will be colder in places like Amarillo, Texas, where the low dropped to 9 on Tuesday. The temperature in Phoenix, Arizona is 79 degrees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.